Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday. Make sure to follow all of us on Instagram. We're all living our lives on there right now. And it'd be just a pleasure to have you with us, you know, so we're walking around our yards during the day. Woo, super fun. And the weather's getting nice, which is great. Like, it's actually, I can see blue sky out my window, and that is just, it lifts your spirits so much. Like, no rain in the forecast, at least not at my house. So I am, it's pure joy. Like, yesterday, just standing with my face turned up to the sun, like, yes. It's wonderful. It's like the one thing I'm looking forward to with each day. Sunshine.
Well, that's good. You know, everybody who is stuck at home, and thanks again to those of you who aren't and are headed out and to deal today, whether that's police, fire, grocery, pharmacy, you name it. If you're headed out, thank you. We're doing our part. We're hiding.
Yep, we're hiding.
Like big chickens. But you guys get out there and do that. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, listen, and I feel like even, you know, we're part of the work from home force. Like, there's a lot of people who aren't just hiding at home. They're still working. They're, you know, trying to keep everything floating, keep it going. Like, I feel like if you're just staying at home, you're still doing your part. We're all in it together. I've heard that a million times, but it just is so true. All right, let's do the news, Vincent.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, so one of the things that we're working on now, as we've all been in for, in our case, we're going, this is the start of week five of the home shows. It looks like one of the models being used projects California's coronavirus deaths are going to peak this week on Wednesday. So what does that mean? Well, that means that it's starting to look like, first of all, we've been able to flatten the curve, which is the best news out of the deal. But it's also got the politicians in Sacramento trying to, including Gavin Newsom, trying to figure out how we'll start to emerge from this, which they're saying they're working on a plan for that now.
Great.
Good. I'd like to know that we have a clear path back. One of the stories is it's going to involve the lockdown ends when we've got really good testing to let people, you know, go out knowing they aren't contagious. So
it's going to be weird to break quarantine. I think it's, you know, it's going to feel like, are we going to go right back to work when they say we can? I you know, how are we going to handle it? We're far flung in the Bay Area, at least, you know, it's just going to be a weird thing. It's going to be scary.
Yeah, I don't, I'll give you the best example I can give you is, would our kid go back to school if school said, get back here? She probably wouldn't. Mm. She's got some underlying health stuff that we're, you know, very worried about. So for us, I think we'd wait till next fall.
Right.
And that's if by next fall, things have normalized.
Right.
You know, they keep talking about the next wave of this stuff, and it's like, we're not even through this phase. I don't know why you're bringing that up right now.
Well, but. You know, if we all start breaking quarantine too early, it's still contagious. If you get exposed, you might wind up being the source of the next outbreak. So it's really hard to know what the next step is. And I'm glad to hear that Sacramento is working on it.
Well, and that also brings up the point. So when they say that we might peak here on this Wednesday and then start to come down from there in terms of people who are passing away by this and the number of cases showing up at the ICU and ERs across California, if all that starts to come down, they keep saying, stay in, it's working.
Right.
Don't take that as a reason for you to go surfing or whatever.
The point is, we've stopped it by not seeing each other.
Right. So we can decrease this further and maybe even come out of this by mid-May if we continue to hold the line.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's crazy. It's just such a crazy situation.
Well, mid-May, a month from now, I'm actually, that's kind of what I was thinking. Whether or not you and I end up back in San Francisco together doing our show, I don't know about that. But I do think that we'll start to see people emerge from this. That's just, you know, based on what I've read. Anyway, so there's that. Let's see here. So I don't know how food's going for you guys. We've had a weird struggle with a lot of different things, including what's safe to bring into the house from the garage after it's sat for a period of time. Everything is new and weird. But one of the things that have changed, people are eating earlier, like we do, Sarah.
Yeah. Dinner time is 4:30.
The average family now eats lunch before noon and eats dinner in the 5 o'clock hour.
Well,
how do you like that?
I think it's the way it should be. You people eating dinner at 8 o'clock, I don't know what you're doing.
Also, one of the changes because of these times we're living in, we're eating way more dessert. Lots more.
Well, because we want to comfort ourselves.
One Food Delivery app says over 36% of people, or 36% jump in people ordering desserts with their meals.
Mm.
That's chocolate cake, strawberry cheesecake, apple pie.
Oh, peanut butter cookies.
So you made those cookies yesterday and they came out crummy. And then John made some and they came out great.
He didn't make them because he couldn't get flour.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we went on a flour tour, you know, trying to find some flour to bake with. And instead, we ordered it from Amazon and we're going to get it in a month, I guess. I don't know. So in a month, I'll get my
50 pounds of flour.
50 pounds of flour. 50 freaking pounds of flour.
Well.
Yeah.
It's going to make things hard for you in terms of, you know, staying in your pant size.
Well, listen, that's already tough. It's already challenging. Luckily, I have giant sweatpants. I'll just start wearing those to work. What's the big deal?
I was doing so good, and then this birthday weekend comes up, and I swear I put on 5 pounds just this weekend.
You know what, though? You got to eat pizza.
I know, but...
The homemade pizza that you guys love. And it's your birthday, Vinny. Torture yourself this week. Let it go.
I'm going to. Don't worry about that. A new app is out there to help you meditate. We've talked about mental resilience at a time when, you know, people aren't used to being trapped inside.
Right.
I've used a few of these apps. I did used to meditate a lot. I've lost the time is just gone from any. There's no quiet time in my house. And this points to an interesting way to get it. This new app is made for you to use while you're on the toilet.
Oh, well, okay.
The meditation sessions last 5 minutes and 18 seconds. They say that's enough time for you to do your business, get a meditation.
Am I really going to be able to be focused on meditating while things are happening? Come on.
Aren't you?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Are you actively involved in this process?
It just seems like I should, you know, there's distractions. Twin. It's breaking into my reverie.
The app, I don't know this app. I've never used it yet, but the app is uses a form of hypnosis to quickly engage your brain and get you into a meditative state and help you de-stress all before you're finishing moves.
Yeah, maybe I'm just going to use that knot on the toilet, you know? It sounds great, but I'd prefer to sit quietly somewhere.
These meditation apps, one of them, the one that got me, and I can't even think of the name right now of it, but I paid for the whole year, and then I realized I got no time for this. This thing's not going to... And then they got me for the whole year because, of course...
What'd that cost you?
$50.
Oh, boy.
So this app also costs money, and I think many of these meditation apps...
Yeah.
Headspace? Headspace is a big one.
Headspace is a big one. There's one called Calm... And
oh yeah, Calm's cool too.
I can't think of the one I was using, but it's boy, they got me.
Bryn, are you using these?
I've used them to help me, whether it's sleep or try to focus on my self-inflection, stuff like that.
All right.
Everything for me in this case comes down to sleep. I mean, I'd like to have it be the way that I stay healthy mentally, but the truth is just try to clear my mind before I go to sleep at night, so I'm not grinding on some fool thing I can't do anything about.
Yeah, well, that's why I like to read a book, you know, something that just doesn't have anything to do with what the things I'm thinking about. But some nights you just can't concentrate on the book because you're so, you know, the flurry that's going on in your brain.
Right. Arizona Iced Tea is now entering the alcohol business.
Oh.
And I was going to, my first thought was, oh no, another one of those things that's, you know, mistakable for the regular drink.
Oh.
All drunks got to be careful of stuff that, you know, might end up sneaking alcohol into your life. So in this case, though, it's quite a bit more expensive than the regular version of their Arizona iced tea. So
I see.
You won't, it will be hard to make that mistake. They just rolled out, the new hard version. It mixes green tea with vodka, and it goes for $3.50.
Oh.
The regular teas are only 99 cents, so...
Okay. I mean, I wonder if it's any good.
I don't know.
I can't imagine, I know what green tea tastes like, and then if I poured vodka into it, wouldn't I just be like, ugh.
I don't know what to say about that. I know that all of these mixed hard alcohol drinks, they've got fans.
They sure do. White Claw forever, bro.
Are you into that at all? Or
no? I don't like it. I just really all I want is vodka cut with club soda. That's it. Just give me that.
Threesomes.
Oh. How could they ever go wrong?
I've never had the pleasure.
I'm so sorry. I'm surprised.
I know you've had quite a few of them.
Two or three.
Right. There's a 47-year-old guy named Michael Charles in Duncan, South Carolina. He lives with a 47-year-old woman named Michelle Fleming. Oh. They describe their relationship as roommates with benefits.
Oh. So there's no hard, you know, line defining their coupleness.
Right. Last
week, so it's easy. So of course they can invite anyone they want. And we just have a friend over. What's a big deal?
Last week they invited a 40-year-old guy named Brian Alden over to hang out. This is right in the middle of every state in our union being quarantined. But you know, some people are having three ways.
Listen, it's worth it. It's worth the risk.
Anyway, they invited this guy over to hang out and quote fulfill a sexual fantasy by having a threesome with them. Mm-hmm. According to the police report, things went bad when Brian had a, quote, inability to perform.
Oh.
Yo, Brian, we brought you here to take care of something.
Oh. Oh, that's too bad. And he caused a big problem, huh?
If it's not bad enough that he's there and he can't get his soldier to rise to the occasion, now they're making fun of him. He Michael got into an argument and wound up getting into a fist fight.
Oh.
It spilled into the backyard, and Michael hit Brian in the back of the head with a rock. So Brian comes over to help them fulfill a dream. He can't get his soldier to work and also gets hit in the back of the head with a rock for his troubles.
Oh, boy.
He ended up getting 12 stitches. And that's even though Brian took a stone to the head, the cops determined he started the fight. So
by not being able to, I agree with the cops.
Well, I don't think it was that.
He let everyone down.
Didn't like the name calling and the forced performance anxiety.
Shouldn't we really round all these people up, though?
He was hit with several charges, including assault and battery and trespassing. Trespassing?
Oh.
I don't know.
Maybe they told him to get the hell out, and that's why the rock throwing happened.
So there you go. A threesome gone wrong. That's too bad.
That is too bad. Those can be so glorious.
Well, I know you loved yours, right?
Nah, not really.
What?
I don't know. They're just not really. They're not the way to go.
They're not.
Nah. I don't think so. Some people love them, you know, and they love orgies too, but not me.
Would you give John one if he asked for one?
Nope. And I'd be bummed if he asked because I feel like that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I wouldn't give Christina one if she asked for one.
Nah.
Well, I mean, it depends.
Well, her friend's there and, you know, you're already checking her out. And... All right, you know, the hell with it. I'm sure we can put this relationship back together afterward.
Right, sure. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys and, you know, whatever. You have a good weekend. I don't know. Whatever you got, send it our way. Vodka cut with club soda is the two main ingredients in White Claw, Sarah.
Yeah, except they got some crappy flavor on there, too, so I don't like it. I just want to taste the vodka, but tamped down a little by the water.
Insight Timer is a free, awesome meditation app. Try Meg James, and you'll float to sleep in 15 minutes.
Oh, try it, Vin. What's the name of it?
Insight Timer.
Oh, all right. Insight Timer.
Let's see here. What about bookkeepers and accountants whom without no one can get paid? What about them?
Yeah, what about them? They're still working. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, of the people were they? Yes, of course. Absolutely. All of the accounting and HR departments. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Very important.
Whew. Work from home.
Sarah, they have flour very often at Whole Foods. Did you look there?
We did. We went to two Whole Foods and a Safeway.
Oh, my God. You were on tour.
Well, John and Riley were. I was home hoping for peanut butter cookies. That never happened. 50
Wait.
Pounds of flour.
So the flour you did have, you wasted on your cookies.
I didn't have any flour. There was no flour in that recipe, which is why I made it. I'm like, oh, look at this. No flour.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I know. But Riley needs flour, too, because he's got his stupid sourdough starter going again, you know, plus we need bread. Let's make that happen.
That's for sure.
Hey,
we're gonna break, but I've got a lot of texts we'll read to you on the other side of these commercial messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.